Carlton Jenks came into the office with Snapper. "I brought my son," Jenks said. "Can you get me ashore on Styles?" Jenks nodded slowly. "Gotta bring Snapper, though. He's the one knows. Too dangerous to bring a kid." "He's gotta show us," Jenks said. "He can tell us." Jenks shook his head. "Not enough margin for error," he said. "Place about 5 feet wide." "You know how to get ashore on Styles?" Jesse said to Snapper.
"Yeah."
"Answer right," Carlton Jenks said.
"Yes," Snapper said. "Yes, sir, I do."
"Tell me."
"It's on the Harbor side, about halfway between the yacht club and the bridge. Me and some other guys used to go over there in my father's rowboat. Anchor it and swim ashore, watch what went on.
Maybe steal a little something, too," Jesse thought. But he had bigger things to worry about, and he dismissed the thought. "Can you tell me how to go in?"
"Not really, sir. I gotta show you. There's no real landmarks, you know?"
Jesse sighed. He had no choice. "Okay," he said. "You and your father." He looked at Jenks. "You know how to use a gun?"
"Yes."
"You want one?"
"Got one," Jenks said.
Not the time to ask him for his permit, Jesse thought.
"I got a shotgun on the boat," Doc said.
"Okay," Jesse said. "Here's the deal. Doc, you take us. Snapper tells us where. I'll go in alone.
Before me and my kids sign on here, we need to know what's going on."
"You do," Jesse said, and told them what he knew.
"High tide will be in about 3 hours," Doc said to Jesse.
"Okay," Jesse said. "I figure that's how long we got. Chopper pilot says there's a boat lingering on the ocean side of the island. My guess is it can get in close enough at high tide to take them off."
"Near the restaurant?" Jenks said.
"Yes, you think?"
"Yeah. It gets to where you can get in about 20 yards offshore, and it's shallow enough to wade out.
We let them get on the boat with the hostages, and we have a hairball," Jesse said.
"Like you don't have one now?"
Doc said.
"Now we've got room to maneuver," Jesse said. "Bad guys and hostages on a small boat in the open sea?"
Jesse shook his head.
"You figure they're over on the other side by the restaurant?" Jenks said.
"Yes," Jesse said. "That's where they were when they fired on the chopper."
"You don't want to go ashore there?"
"No."
"Then we'll have to put you ashore where Snapper says. Can you swim?"
"Yes."
"Good?"
Doc asked him.
"Good enough."
"I hope so," Doc said.